Bring, bring. Okay, so now I'm back from church. Oh my gosh. I was thinking, we are like recording these episodes and leaving on cliffhangers like this. Oh gosh, probably too eager to tune in next time though, right? Ha. So, church. Now, I'll start off by saying church is a beautiful thing, and it has to be beautiful for so many people. So many people. Yeah. I don't know, define youth and what it should be. But to say it's a youth church, I mean, nothing really seems youthful about it. Nothing really seems youthful about it. Honestly. I mean, it's for the youth, it's for the students and whatever else, but personally, I mean, it's probably all churches, but personally, I kind of felt like I was like at school, especially this time. See, nothing seemed, I mean, the Bible is the Bible, but I mean, and some people in there, they're cool, yeah, and they're really passionate about God and everything else too, but it's like, maybe it's just me. I'm a party animal right now. And the best parts of the ceremony was like the dancing, was the singing, was the music afterwards. That's what I'm. That's what I was. Well, that's what I appreciate the most, honestly. Maybe I'm looking at the Bible itself as an academic text, one that is to be interpreted in an academic setting and read and stretched and all of that stuff. And plus, I don't need someone else to interpret the Bible on my behalf. Like, I'm probably not gonna speak English. I can read English, and I'm able to interpret it in a way that is more useful to my own life. You know? And also, churches are not invented with technology in mind. Yeah, you can get Bibles on your phones, but I'd rather just use like a daily quote book or a daily Bible verse book if need be. And then, or weekly rather, and then that can be it. And also, it's started very, very late. Gosh, I don't want to be thinking about I have to be on time for something like way in the evening on a Sunday. Like, it's date, man. Like, it started at like 5? Okay. Maybe it's cool for students and whatever, but it's like, me, I want to get the most boring part of my day out of the way so that the rest of the day can be really exciting. I don't want to like have some weird come down during the middle of it and then to like find something else to pick me up. And now it's like going to 8 now. If I go to bed now, it's like, what's the last thing you did? Going to went to church? It's a bit like, yeah, hit me really. Hey, it's good for what it is. It is. And I was offered to get baptized on. I may decline. I may decline. Just because, like, I feel like, well, maybe I was baptized when I was like a child or whatever, but no way will I be born again. Not today, anyway. Hell, I don't know who we're gonna be in another 10 years, but not. Not today, no way, no way, no way. So. Just thinking about the Bible and the scriptures and the passages and stuff. Oh gosh, and by the way, I dated like a Bible maniac before. Oh, that's the thing. Honey, I am very, very true to my own core being, you know? And me claiming to be this one or that one, I don't. The thing about labels is that there's a consensus that you have to live up to them. And even within Christianity itself, there's a hierarchy of a good Christian versus a bad Christian. Whereas I'm sure that Jesus himself said, honey, if you just pretend to believe, then we can just let you in, it's fine. Really? You know? It's like these children getting with these like fake ideas. It's like the potential growing up, and then like they're like, you know, it's just very strange. I don't know. Get something to eat. Nom, nom, nom. What's he today? Oh, I have a muffin and a pizza roll. Diet for the win. The sun's going out, so ow, I've got to do something to get my body ready for these photo shoots. You know, the best part about modelling is that like it's very expensive. I thought it sounded like I said expensive then. And with that being said, you know, there's fitness modelling, there's parts modelling, there's each and everything. It's really great. So within that, the kind of modelling that I want to go into, I need to be, well, I'm already skinny anyway, but I mean, weight for thin, gosh, I don't have the time or patience. I like deep fried food too much. Well, things which I want to do, you know, I have to be able to fit in these jeans and rock those abs, so got up from the gym. Grr. And you know, I keep on trying to trick myself into believing that I need to. I mean, well, I'm not saying that I shouldn't need to have friends, but define friend. I mean, it's great connecting with people over God, whoever the fuck he is. But I reckon that people over music and like pop culture and like art and passion and stuff. Honestly, that was like an opportunity to get involved in the church itself. They call them ministries. Like, they have like media, they have like dancing, choir, everything else. There are things inside the church which you can do. And someone to the right of me was like, oh, so what do you do? I feel like you're an actor. And I'm like, girl. No, but honestly, you know what? That's fine. Like, I don't have to reveal myself up until. Now, if this thing catches on fire, I'm going to be upset. Because I remember I turned up and looked over one other time and my girl just like almost exploded. My god. So, yeah. I'll belong right now. Yeah, so, you know, I'm. It's exhausting trying to be a superstar, man. It's exhausting trying. It's so exhausting saying, yes, I'm Ruben, and I do this. It's like, no. Like, not every opportunity is an opportunity for that. You know? And sometimes I very much just want to, like, sit back and just let that be, you know? Yeah. It's like, God. I mean, honestly and truly, what the Lord is telling me to do right now in this moment in time is just to drink alcohol, smoke weed, and fuck. Like, I don't know what part, I mean, I don't know what part of going to church really fits into that kind of lifestyle necessarily. Like, I don't. Gosh, I feel like God himself, herself, their self, whichever, is telling me just to get some sort of boundaries in the sense that maybe Just maybe. You know, we see if we can find the Bible verse. Gosh, it is scarily quiet in here. In my whole building. Okay, so I was just thinking about this randomly, like, is the devil and God the same person? And this is the Bible verse which I sent to the person. Well, a person in the church. It was Matthew 6:22-23. And basically, it says, in layman's terms, that, no, the eyes are the gateway to the body, and if you have clouded eyes, you have, like, a clouded spirit. And if you seek out good things, then you have a good body. If you seek out bad things, then you have a bad body. Like that. And within that, I take it as if, well, so my body is, body and my spirit is a ad hoc mixture of what I consume. And personally, if I'm going to have a relationship with God, these pastors, these ministers, or whatever, they are human beings. Yeah, if we're going to have a relationship with God, or anything spiritual, I'd rather have authority. Over my relationship with them. I don't have any control over that. Truly. Weird. What's this? It's like a, it's not pizza roll because it's like it's my, it's like a cheese stick. Tasty. You know, I definitely want like an eclectic sort of thing all to myself. Seems to like I don't, I'm not cut out from the mainstream, so that's not what I aim for. I'll probably do something with meaning. It's okay not to be mainstream. It is. Also, the mainstream is fickle. The mainstream is undefinable to a large extent. So, I'm not associated things with that. Do you guys search? Oh, delicious. Oh, even though I'm getting sensitive. What's the thing? It seems very, very serious. Now, the pastor was talking about, was talking in very, very binary terms, like,
having the Helen deck and everything, and I'm like, I don't necessarily got the right thing to know. Thing. That's the thing. It's terrifying. Thinking that you have to believe in such a binary ass system. Hell. Oh my god. Heck. You have no idea what's on the other side. No one does. Even if there is on the other side. Personally. I believe that we come back, sometimes many times over. That's what I like to believe anyway. But if you commit suicide, if you end yourself before your time, then I believe then that's it for your spirit. But I feel like your spirit gets in a way lives on. Similar to how you can believe or you can strongly feel like you're connected to a past life, connected to different things. Like, for example, why am I connected to sushi and matcha and video games and LED? Like, it seems like, why would some chavster, emo chavster, posh, ghetto bitch wannabe, attracted to these type of things rather than taking what was handed to me so easily, you know? It's very strange. And also, I think that humans can actually. I mean, like humans are the only animals that can communicate to each other spiritually. Maybe spiritually is the wrong word for it, because it does have a physical means, I suppose. But, like, we just feel great connection to other things, which I don't know if any. Well, ants use pheromones. That's like something that can be like measured in a lab and stuff. But things like personality and how we are attracted to other people in terms of personality and stuff. Oh, gosh. For me, I don't know, if I was going to discuss the Bible or any book for that matter, I'd rather like. That's the thing. All these reading groups and all these things, they're very, very dull. Like, people talk about things in very absolute terms without any sort of passion. Very weird. I refuse to believe that I have to be stoic and emotionless as a male, as an adult, as a human, as a man, as a black man, as anything. Why? What do I gain by looking stone faced and dead? It's strange, right? How does it make any sense? Like, when I found this Bible verse, I was like, wow. Like, that was the first time that a Bible verse literally spoke to me. I was like, oh, damn. Okay, so they thought that back then too. Like, you know how people, you can tell a lot about people by the kind of things they consume, be it food, be it media, be it information, be it other people. It's like, you want to find out who a person is really like? Look at their friends. Other friend. Hello. How? We're cool to have friends, but it's like God. the life is not all about church. Life is not all about one thing or that thing. It's not. But it's like, eh, I need to think, would I actually make the idea one day to set up myself and say, you know what, I want to go to church today? No. Absolutely not. Someone invited me because like they were going to this event thing, and they're like, oh, if you come, it's like for youth, it might be fun. I'm like, okay, fine. But like, yeah, they're really into it and I'm really not. And I'd rather respect the institution and then like walk away and someone else can take my place who actually will appreciate it, rather than, you know, be there and not appreciate it and not like, like, damn it, man, life is not that fucking serious. Some things are, but it's like, I'm not gonna waste time stressing about a place which might not even exist after I die. So you're putting all this money, time, and resources on, like, this is it, honey. This is it. This is it. Like, damn. You know? Yeah, but the afterlife. What does it mean, afterlife? Is there such thing? But why are you always waiting for what's next? What's next? Well, I can't wait for tomorrow. I can't wait for that. Like, live every day like it's your fucking last. If you got hit by a train tonight, would you be happy that you wasted time worrying about what's coming next? Or would you be happy that you at least lived in that moment? Sometimes, like, I've got so many stories of people that have, well, forced on me at this point. But people are just, like, doing very, very normal, everyday things and then just gone. And shit. Which is also why I don't argue. I don't do negativity of any kind. No, life's too fucking short for that. Really, bitch, you want to... Okay, let me make a difference between some things like... It's like... Then again, no. Because there are too many people on the fucking planet for me to entertain a rude idiot. Like, oh, I'm with you now. No, bitch. Same way I could find you, I could find another. Same way you found me, so you can find another. Either you want to value what we have right here, or we can part ways. Which one is it going to be? Legit. Like, it's just crazy how people... Ayo, well, that one time when that asshole tried to do something to me, I was like, you know what? I ain't got the patience for this. And then I just left. I was like, you know what, this ain't worth it. No. Okay. It's like, is it worth me getting stressed and being all negative for the sake of many people who were in my life? No. Honestly. Because it's like, if it, well, people say try to tell you forgive and forget, but no. It's like, what is it to forgive if someone doesn't want to apologize? That's the thing, like, God. Okay. So that's the difference between people who have God in their lives, people who don't. It's almost like, I feel like church is almost like, it's not a school for your entire fucking life. I don't think that at all, no. I think that church is more like, church maybe is more like acting school. Like, it will give you the basics for you to go into the world, but, and then of course you can take extra classes, extra workshops here and everywhere, and you can study the craft of acting from birth until death if you wanted to. And that's the point, is like, hey, yo, I've got as much as I need, now I need to go out into the world and put it into practice. If I feel like I need to come back, then never come back, but, gosh, all this every single week nonsense is just a bit... Then again, I'm not that kind of bitch. I'm not. I'd rather make my own routine, but then, for me, routine is not, I want to make a routine that's like not boring and deathuous. Yeah, it's a new word for 2020. Just like loke. Hey yo, what's up? Deathuous. Like just like vacuous, but like just full of like lifeless. But more than lifeless. Like the fact like go is it are you dead yet or not? That sort of thing, like girl. Why don't you? Yes, just death US. I mean, the same thing, the exact same thing each day, every day. Oh, no, please find me a bullet and find me a gun. But say, for example, that's in modern, right? It'd be cool to have like a gig every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, whatever. But then that would be like a different location, different place. I would have to like go to the same place, do the thing, go home, do the same. I was like, ugh. That terrifies me. Ugh. That's the thing. I'm a social butterfly as well. Like, and then this other person who's not in my life anymore either, because he tried to trip me into... That's the thing. Religion at times is always like politics. Atheism, to me, is the rejection of God. Is the rejection of religion. That, to me, is wrong also. But... organized religion is almost like politics. I think people are scrambling to find new people to give a shit. And it's like, well. No, it doesn't seem fun. It doesn't seem like I'm getting enjoyment out of this. I mean, hedonism light, but it doesn't seem like this is something to be. This doesn't seem like it's something I should walk away and smile in. Like they have the ceremony in right in the middle of like dancing and stuff, which is cool. But I mean, it's the dancing and the music afterwards and the talking to other people that I find most exciting. You know. Huh. Gosh, that's the thing. I mean, life is so expensive, but if you have, like, well, I have a life, but no one to share it with, so it's like, it's whatever. Yes. Swear. Like, what's we got politics? Nothing. God, I didn't even blink. Fuck. What if I'm, oh God, no, he's cool. I mean, hello. And plus they were like, oh yeah, invite other people to church, which, I mean, if I was into it like that, I probably would do. But it's like, I mean, I didn't really know by myself. You know, you can study the Bible from birth or death, and you still may not get into heaven. So, gosh, just be a good person and just pass on the messages. And I'm getting into tarot a lot recently and horoscopes and stuff like that too. And honestly, my horoscope seems to be more useful than church at the moment. Legit, and tarot as well. Seems to be more useful than church right now. It's very weird. Well, or is it? Or is it? Because these planets are not man-made. You know, religion is man-made. What came first? Magic and tarot and things like that and Wicca? Or religion? Didn't religion try and like erase Wicca and stuff? It's just rules to live by, innit? I mean, you have to own boundaries for your own behaviour sometimes. Yeah, at the same time. You know. Just live. Just live, damn it. Who fucking cares? Live. But does church inform you as a human being? For me, it really doesn't. I mean, had someone really given me these lessons before way back when,
hello, that would have been so much easier and simpler. But then, hey, I assume that's the thing. Church is really not that useful for like modern day to day living. It isn't. It takes a lot of fudging and a lot of interpretation to relate it to everyday life in the modern world. It does. Because life is endlessly complex, now more than ever. And you know, I'm sure Jesus was not anticipating the invention of iPhones. Like, I'm sure, like, God, this is weird. Like, meh. Like, I know some people would, like, cry over this, but if they're like, oh, churches, we don't have the church anymore, I'd be like, oh, that's a shame. But then I'd easily find something else to do on my Sunday. Oh, gosh, I so need, I don't need a boyfriend. Well, I need something, though. It's like, I, oh, God. Okay, well, it's past the half an hour mark now. But, yeah, I feel like I'd just rather, like, just partying and wasted, to be honest with you. Like, hell. Church is good, though. Church is good, but, God, I can't even bother waiting until 5 p.m. to get the most dull part of my day out of the way. Sorry. Sorry. It's not for me. No. It was, I gave it a fair shot. I think I was there all last year, and then like a month of Jen. Well, not all last year. Did I say all last year? I was there for like maybe 2 months, 3 months. 3 months is like a very, very long time to make an informed decision about things, about any relationship. It is. So, yeah. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so I'll leave it there. I mean, I'm not looking religion, I'm not, but for me, I access my spirituality through so many different means, and baptism, they said itself, is to accept the Bible and the Word of God and nothing else, and like, no. No, just no. Okay, so I'll leave it there. Okay, bye. Love you, Mike. Bye.